Why your ranch? I mean, it's why your ranch?
Well, there's a real long history of UFO activity that goes back to the Native American traditions and legends, and they had a lot of contact in the past, and they had actually some beings they had contact with were doing all kinds of healings and things of that nature, and actually living with some of the different nations here, the Yakima Nation and others all know about it.
Well, did anybody anywhere along the line, including yourself, ask why that area?
Yeah, I know why this area. Basically, there's a lot of massive bases around on the planet. Shasta, you know, the Himalayas, a lot of these mountains have bases, you might say, some inner Earth beings that are connected with the star nations as well. So,
okay, so you think they're inner Earth dwellers, I guess is the right word. I don't know.
It's a combination. A lot of them are ancient ancestors, and some of them went inward during the cataclysms and continued with their technologies, and there's some that left and escaped the cataclysms and went on. And, you know, the Earth has been colonized for thousands of years, and that's the history we don't hear about. A lot of people are digging up the relics right now and starting to put the pieces together.
All right. What kind of, other than your NDE, what contacts, and I know they're in your skies damn near every night, but other than that, what close contact have you had, James?
Well, I've had about three different experiences. One was a face-to-face with a group called the Palladians, and they're exquisitely beautiful beings. They're very genetically refined and very advanced.
Describe physically what these beings look like.
They're the only ones I've seen are female, and because they say the first contacts are female, because when you meet a being that's very powerful like that, that has a lot of energy, and you see a male, a lot of times, you know, people run for their gun or they run for something else.
Yeah, sure. But sure, a female would be far less threatening to an earthling.
Exactly, and so the first contacts are usually female. And especially for men. For women, it might be male. I don't know.
Well, all right. Describe them.
They're very beautiful. They would be almost like what you would call a supermodel that you would see. They're very genetically refined. The energy exchange that happens when you greet them, you fall in love with them almost instantly because they're just very beautiful beings and very...
Oh, okay. In a human sense, James, in other words, you said supermodel. Do you mean all the way human, or are there, if there are distinctions between a beautiful human supermodel and what you saw, what are those distinctions?
Hardly anything. Yeah, I mean, they could be walking among us and you wouldn't even know a lot of them. Some of them, their ears are just a little bit different than ours, and but you wouldn't really notice, and some of their eyes are just a little bit bigger, but otherwise you wouldn't notice a thing.
And their language?
They don't speak. They have the ability. The ones that are working with the planet right now have the ability to speak most languages, but it's usually telepathic. It's thought to thought.
And what thoughts did you exchange with them, if any?
Talked quite a bit about the condition of the consciousness here on Earth and the condition of the environment and how we need to raise our consciousness and clean up our act down here, and some big changes that are in the wind, and they're warning us that we need to completely change the way we treat each other and the way we treat nature and start living in harmony with each other and the planet. Very, very beautiful messages, very spiritual messages. Almost, they could be mistaken for an angelic message if you didn't know the difference.
Well, maybe if you were a person of faith, you would take them as angels.
I think a lot of people do. Even Billy Graham called them God's other angels.
So they're concerned about the environment. They're concerned about the way we treat each other and our consciousness. All of that makes sense, and all of that is fairly clear to, let me say, a lot of us, without having to get the message from them.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a question for you, James. If we don't clean up the environment... If we don't change the way we treat each other, our warrior ways and all the rest of it, in what way would that affect them?
Well,
in other words, I guess I'm asking, why do they care?
Well, basically, they are very, very advanced, very spiritually and technologically evolved, and they have evolved to the level of where they're in pure service mode, and they serve creation wherever it is. And we're a part of creation that is in dire straits right now, and everything is connected. They know that. There's a unifying force or field in which everything is connected. So they know there's no separation and omnipresence. There's no divisions. There's no, you know, quantum physics is teaching us this as well. And they just know that this is a part of creation that needs some major help right now to get through these times.
Quantum physics is beginning to teach us that. We're only taking little baby steps in quantum physics right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, we're beginning. Now, I'm not sure that our technology is going to move fast enough, because I can clearly see how quickly the environment is deteriorating, and human behavior hasn't changed much at all. So, if it's a race right now, we're losing. That doesn't mean to say that I've lost all hope, because I haven't. But I am concerned that right now we appear to be losing the race. Here we go. If they have all of this technology, they're so advanced, they can see we're wallowing in difficulties and trouble. Why in God's name, not to belittle you in any way, James, but why not the White House lawn?
I think we covered that last time. They're looking for intelligent life, you know, men with integrity. And there's really no reason for landing there
now. Yeah, but no matter how you view the current administration and politicians, James, if they actually landed on the White House lawn or anywhere else of substance, I have faith that that our president and our leaders would take a moment out and notice, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, they'd take a moment out and notice. They'd call in the military, and they'd try to capture their vehicle and back engineer it for the war industry and incarcerate them. And
yeah, they probably would. Yeah, they probably would.
You know, they don't want to deal with any kind of aggressiveness whatsoever. That's not their way, and they are working very hard, working on the grid and the consciousness of the planet and assisting us through inspiration and other ways, and they're doing the best they can, but they're kind of bound by universal law and free will. There's so much they can do.
So they're avoiding governments.
They are now. In the beginning, they tried to work with governments, and now they're moving back to the common people because that just didn't go well, and they found most of the people that sought out positions of power usually were lacking in the consciousness and the integrity that it takes to maintain the contact, and they weren't exactly what they wanted to work with, and they couldn't really work with them.